Coach, your thoughts on today's win?
You know, first conference win, first home conference game, so a big 3 points for the group. Thought the first half was really good by us. The second half, it was not a tale of two halves, but the second half, they created more than they did in the first half, a product of sometimes us not being as patient as we could, but really important to get the win and the 3 points, so proud of the guys.
And then looking at Will in his first regular season start, obviously he handled the very few shots that were kind of given his way, but instead, can you just comment on his game leadership from that position today?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think it's a I said to him after the game, you'll always remember your first win, and it was a big one today for him, and I thought he was on that line, you know, in between the posts and played with confidence and did what he had to do. First half really didn't have to do much aside from pick up two balls, and then second half a little more, but he was vocal, he's good positioning, and so I was really happy for him in terms of his first start and to get the win.
And then looking at this game, similar kind of shots and shots on goal to last week, but a demonstrably different result. What do you think separates the performance last week from what you guys did today?
A goal, yeah. You know, unfortunate to get the second one called back on the handball, but I thought the first half we maintained possession. I thought we found ourselves in good spots and pinned them in, and you go into halftime up 1-0, and you think that things can continue to move forward, and you know, it's the hard part about coming out up 1-0, and you know they're going to have to do, and they locked on our, you know, went too high at times, and so they created problems, but you know, back at home and finding 3 points, and I thought there was good energy from the guys overall today.
Yeah, thank you. That's why I had that experience.
And just can you talk about the offense in terms of generating chances, especially in the first half?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you have, you know, Andrea and E and Dylan and Ferris. You know, I thought the first half was a really good 45 minutes for us. And not unlucky to only have a goal, but you could probably say you'd want a little more. And then the second half, you're looking for the same level. And I don't want to say it dropped. I just felt that we were a little more loose in the second half with passing, and we knew that they were going to put numbers behind the ball, and low block numbers it's not always central, and so, you know, you have to, that's part of us learning here as we go, but yeah, we produced more, you know, similar corners and shots, and I thought they were some really good opportunities today, so happy with the guys' first half in terms of production.
And then in terms of the depth of the team, obviously we've been doing for a few games, but do you like not subbing in that first half and then bringing in fresh legs for a second half?
Yeah, it's hard. You know, I've always said this. You can play a 45-minute spell and not see the ball much. And so I think it's good for guys to get 45 in them. We have not rotated in the first half. Not just because we say that that's what's going to take place, but just for the rhythm of the game, and kind of it's hard to take anybody off in that first half after the performance and the 45-minute shift. And so, but we do have depth, to your point, and that's the exciting part about this group, and continue to see it.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys.